92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Green Bay is mourning Alex Preddy, the man shot and killed by immigration agents in Minneapolis over the weekend. Connie Fellman reports.
37-year-old Alex Preddy graduated from Preble High School in 2006 and worked as an ICU nurse at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in Minneapolis. A widely circulated video shows Preddy pushed to the ground by numerous federal agents before he was shot multiple times. The deadly shooting sparked outrage in the streets of Minneapolis as well as here in Green Bay, where people are remembering Preddy as a high school athlete and talented musician involved in Preble's show choir and musical productions. Mark Becker sang alongside Preddy in the Green Bay Boys Choir. He says even all these years later, news of Preddy's loss sends a shockwave through the tight-knit community both he and Preddy were a part of.
To feel that loss, you know, the disturbance in the force, if you will, of something so seismic like this touching this community, there's so many people that he impacted that are stunned, and it's so sad.
Becker describes Preddy as funny, kind, and always wanting to take care of others. He says seeing Preddy in the video helping a woman who'd been shoved to the ground by federal agents sums up the person he remembers from a very young age.
That was who I knew he was in the boy choir. So it's not a shock that he grew up to be, you know, an ICU nurse taking care of people, because that's what he did in Green Bay. And it just pisses me off that that's what cost him his life. It's not fair.
Preddy's death marks the third shooting by federal immigration officials in Minneapolis in 17 days. An ICE officer shot and killed Renee Good, also 37, on January 7th. A week later, another man was shot by an immigration officer, but survived.
UW-Madison will need a new chancellor. After about 3 years, Jennifer Mnookin is leaving. She's been named the next president of Columbia University. Columbia has been through 5 presidents in the last 4 years. Mnookin first took over as chancellor of UW-Madison in the 2022 fall semester. She wrote in a letter to students that it's a difficult time for higher education, and UW-Madison has stayed committed to its mission. UW System President Jay Rothman thanked Mnookin for her contributions. She'll stay on through the spring semester before she heads to Columbia. Rothman says he'll name an interim chancellor soon, and then the Board of Regents will choose a permanent replacement. And we made it through the 40 below wind chills last week and over the weekend, but the cold air is here to stay. We're not even expected to get above 10 degrees here in Madison until Friday. That kind of cold can impact your mail delivery. The State Journal reports a local spokesperson for the U.S. Postal Service says there are some limited areas where mail may not come because of cold, snow, or ice. If you have any issues, you're encouraged to contact USPS. And state officials are asking for more funding to cover gaps in SNAP. Under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, signed into law last summer, states will need to pay a higher share of administrative costs for SNAP programs beginning in October. Wisconsin's share of those costs will increase from 50% to 75%. DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the agency is requesting nearly $70 million in new state funding. Without that money, she warned the agency could see more errors in the administration of the program. Under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, states with higher error rates are required to pay for a larger portion of SNAP benefits. Wisconsin's food share program continues to have one of the lowest error rates in the nation. As Dane County grapples with the housing crisis, a new project is finished, and a Madison couple are now homeowners. The latest data shows there's only a 0.6% vacancy rate for owner-occupied homes in Madison, and real estate company Redfin projects Madison will be one of the hottest real estate markets in the nation this year. As the population grows, demand for housing goes up, and the cost goes way up, too. The average single-family home in Madison is now valued at $481,000. For many people, home ownership just feels impossible. The City of Madison partnered with the Madison Area Community Land Trust to build 2 new twin homes in Owl Creek. The city contributed $600,000 from the Affordable Housing Fund and sold the land itself for just a dollar. Now, one property that could have had just one single-family home has space for 4 families. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
We have a lot of people who want to be homeowners, but just feel like it is too out of reach in terms of what it would cost for a mortgage or being able to put together the down payment. And the land trust helps us get over those barriers and make it a possibility.
Ariel Christian works at Olbrich Botanical Gardens, and her husband, Chet Wells, is a musician. With their incomes, they felt like they'd have to be rich to buy a home in Madison.
Because of those jobs, we were okay not buying a house and building equity. We were okay renting. But after learning about MACLT and the generous down payment assistance through the city, we could actually buy a house and build equity. It's incredible.
To qualify, each household had to make below 80% of the median income, which for two people translates to about $83,000. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks face off tonight against the 76ers at the Philadelphia Sports Complex, but they'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Head coach Doc Rivers, what tests Giannis had over the weekend on that right calf muscle?
MRI has revealed exactly what we thought. You know, calf strain and really no timetable for return. Hopefully, you know, like it was before or sooner, but there's no timetable.
College hoops. Marquette at home tonight against the Creighton Blue Jays. The Golden Eagles in search of a win. They've lost 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball. The Brewers introducing their new players after the Peralta trade to the Mets. Right-hand pitcher Brandon Sproat asked if he's had a chance to meet with Pat Burphy or pitching coach Chris Hook.
I talked to Merv, talked to Hook. You know, they're all excited as well. I've heard great things about Merv and how he's a great players coach. I've heard great things about Hook. You know, see what they have for me and just ask them questions and pick their brain.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Sproat with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 10 this afternoon, but the wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15, occasionally gusting to 20, will keep the wind chill below zero most of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, one below tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.